Our next item is condition.
Mr. Ross opposed.
Mr. Ross opposed, yes, Mr. Ross opposed. Our next item is conditional use number 1834, Richard F. Lynham.
And once again, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1834, as I was not present at that public hearing, I will be abstaining.
Keep on, we're going to have to dock your pay.
I mean, I'll submit my bill for the parking.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the application, conditional use number 1834, Richard F. Lynham, is the, do we want to have any discussion, gentlemen, before I put forward a motion?
Well, Mr. Smith, this is a difficult application for me because I, as a business person, I recognize the importance of that location to the type of business that this gentleman operates. However, if he's going to be in that neighborhood, he has to be a good neighbor. And if you are contemplating a favorable motion, I would hope that it would be conditioned with a number of safeguards that help protect and maintain that neighborhood, because those folks deserve to be respected. And you know, I understand his situation. He needs to be close. He's got, you know, it would be a difficult situation for him otherwise. But that being said, there are ways to do this, I believe, where it would not be objectionable. And that's what I would like to see pursued.
I agree with the chair that if we put the appropriate conditions, that it can be made acceptable to the community and still let the business locate in proximity to where they do business and cut down on travel. I think we need to be sensitive to the community's desire to keep it clean, have it secure, so that they don't have people in there doing things they shouldn't be doing.
This is an application that I'm, quite frankly, I'm glad that we had all the time for deliberation, because this is one in which I have changed my mind several times during the course of the deferral. I've been back and seen the property several times, and I do agree with Mr. Ross and Mr. Wheatley on this at that time. I'm thinking that as a commission, other applications that may come up, we will continue to look at, you know, on a case-by-case and make the best decisions for the neighborhood. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1834 for Richard F. Lynham for seasonal storage of umbrella stands based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons, them being that, one, the site is within the environmentally sensitive developing area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan update. Two, the applicant has been using the West Rehoboth area and this site in particular for the purpose of storing umbrella stands and other equipment related to his beach rental business for many years. Three, the area where the site is located has existed with many different zoning classifications, including GR, C1, conditional uses, and other pre-existing uses. The continued uses of this site for seasonal storage of umbrella stands will be consistent with the existing zoning and uses throughout West Rehoboth. Four, because this is a continuation of an existing use, it will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties nor current traffic patterns in the area. Five, petitions and letters in support of the application have been received by the commission containing 25 signatures of area residents. The petitions and letters state that the residents are aware of Mr. Lynham's application and the ongoing use of the property for many years prior to this application. They state that they are in favor of continuing the use of the property for storage of umbrella stands and that the use will not substantially affect the surrounding or adjacent properties. Six, this recommendation is, however, subject to the following conditions, and them being: A, that the perimeter of the site shall be secured by an 8-foot-high solid fence screening the storage area from view of neighboring properties and roadways. The fencing shall be set back from the boundaries of the property, and a landscape buffer between the property boundary and the fence shall be established. A landscaping plan for this buffer area shall be included in the final site plan, and the fence shall be maintained in a damage-free and graffiti-free manner. B, the storage area shall be secured at all times when it is not being accessed. C, only applicants or their employees shall have access to the fenced storage area. D, there shall be no signage on the site other than a small sign that may be necessary to contain and broadcast contact information in case of an emergency. E, any security lighting provided on the site shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, the site shall be used for the applicant's beach rental business and seasonal storage of umbrella stands only. There shall not be any storage of boats, vehicles, or other equipment not related to the applicant's business on the site. And lastly, the final site plan, including the landscape plans for the perimeter buffer, shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1834, Richard F. Lynham, for the reasons and with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.